This is the season when the gardeners are setting out their plants, wondering if it's going to freeze yet or if they're safe to plant things. The daffodils are done, and their dead flowers have been cut back so that strength will go into the bulbs for next spring's flowers. And that's the metaphor that Jesus is using to describe the church. When he gives this speech to his disciples, he's teaching his disciples how to function after he's no longer physically present. He doesn't talk about the community of the church as an institution, each with special functions. He speaks of it as an interconnected system of branches, all intertwined with each other and all rooted in him. Just like right now, we didn't differentiate between whether people had to be a certain age to listen to the children's message, right? All interconnected, all committed just to sharing Jesus' love with one another. Jesus says his Father, the vine grower, tends to the whole vineyard, pruning and caring for every branch, so that all together the vineyard bears good fruit, accomplishing the purpose the vine grower has for his vineyard. God's given us, who are the branches in God's church community that Jesus established, given us care and nourishment through the word, through the sacraments, and we're grafted into Christ, the true vine, in our baptism. Baptism is the work of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit, which blows where it wills. So we really shouldn't be surprised to hear this story about the Holy Spirit snatching Deacon Philip off the wilderness road as he went from the mother church in Jerusalem down the sea road through Gaza and dumping him beside the Ethiopian eunuch there in Gaza. This eunuch was also coming from Jerusalem, because you have to go through Gaza to get to Egypt and then down into Ethiopia. If you remember, you've all seen these maps a dozen times by now, right? You know exactly what he was doing and where he was. The Ethiopian had been to Jerusalem for a temple festival. If you think of that map, passing from Gaza to get down to Ethiopia, that's how he had to go to get back to his job, which was treasurer for the Candace, the Ethiopian queen. Apparently, he was a believer in the Hebrew God, that's why he'd been to Jerusalem, to read Hebrew scriptures, even though, as a Gentile and a eunuch, he wasn't allowed into the temple. And yet, in spite of rejection and disrespect, the Holy Spirit created faith. And the eunuch didn't abandon his desire for God. And the Holy Spirit answered his prayer for understanding, which is the kind of prayer that Jesus was talking about when he promised that those wanting to abide with God would get whatever they wished, because that's what they're wishing for. Of course, God will give them that. And how? The Holy Spirit answered the Ethiopian's prayer for understanding the Bible passage he was reading by sending Philip to explain the prophecy. And hearing Philip explain God's word, the Holy Spirit, through that word, created faith in the Ethiopian who asked to be baptized. "What's to prevent me from being baptized?" he asks. Well, lots of things Philip and his church in Jerusalem might have said. For one thing, you're not keeping kosher laws. You're a eunuch. You're not Jewish. And you come from a weird culture where you work for a woman. In short, you're not like anyone in our church. But the Holy Spirit calls Philip to baptize them into Christ and into the and his church. And then the Holy Spirit snatches Philip away, and the eunuch goes back to Queen Candace's court and his job as her treasurer. Delighting in the good news that God loved and accepted him equally. There's a songwriter, Jonathan Runfen, who imagined in this way how the eunuch might report back to Queen Candace when he got home to Ethiopia. It was like this. I was riding in my chariot, reading through the scrolls, leaving old Jerusalem, headed for home. Got the words of Isaiah running through my head about the lamb to the slaughter that ends up dead. Now, I didn't know how to read it. It was some kind of code. Then a local comes a-walking up the wilderness road. He asks what I'm reading, and can he read it too? Oh, my Queen Candace, have I got news for you. Well, I know all about the economy and the Ethiopian treasury and taxes and budgets and finances, but I never heard nothing like the story of his. We read through the book, and it all made sense. He was a witness to the evidence. The prophecy fulfilled, and the words were true. Oh, my Queen Candace, have I got news for you. Yeah, the lamb went to the slaughter, but that wasn't the end. Life rises out of death again, and freedom is a free gift from above. I get a picture of grace and a picture of love. So I stopped my chariot by the river's side, got down in the water, and there I died, and I came up clean, and I came up new. Oh, my Queen Candace, have I got news for you! Good news indeed. And not just for him and his queen and the other Ethiopians that legend says he then converted and started the Ethiopian Christian church. It was also good news for Philip and his church. Even if they didn't perceive this weird inclusiveness as good news, but rather as unsettling news, this wasn't their vision for mission. They were expecting to add to their church gathering other Jews with the news that their long-awaited Messiah had come in Jesus. They didn't expect to baptize and incorporate into the communion of saints people that they would never see again. Who is worthy to be a branch? Whoever the Holy Spirit puts in your path, even if that path is not someplace you intended to go. This may challenge your faith and that of your congregation. You all are being challenged by the faithful stewardship of a large bequest. That debate and discernment will change you all in some way. One thing is for sure, your faith won't be quite the same next year as it is now. You all will have been pruned and shaped, so you're producing more fruit. Y'all, this congregation, y'all, you're called faith for a reason. God's feeding your faith here through word and worship and Bible study and with God's self in Holy Communion, feeding and nourishing you, the branches, shaping you and keeping you close to the vine, for which we can say, thanks be to God. Amen.